Welcome, everybody. Today, I've got a special guest for our first ever wedding podcast. Today, I'm joined by Harry Scott. Welcome, Harry.
Thanks for having me.
No, our pleasure. Harry's going to talk to us about the career path and his current job role he's doing at the moment to give us an idea of what's required to be successful in his role as he is at the moment. So, Harry, can you tell us a bit about the education path that you followed from your GCSEs?
From my GCSEs, I got my GCSEs, which allowed me to go to take my A-levels. So I was very much a C, B student, did really struggle to get those results, but I had to work really hard to get them. Was not an academic at all, far more interested in other things, sports and other things. But yeah, let's say I always knew that it was important to get, you know, those results, and because I knew it would give me a platform to move on. So I also got my university placement at Christchurch University. I was going through the application, I got the results to get into that university, but then I took a U-turn and then went into a job in London with the opportunities of just word of mouth and looking for jobs. So I put my CV in, applied for a certain amount. I got a job in a small telecommunication company in the city, which sort of gave me a platform and opened quite a few doors. Got to meet a lot of people, and it's led to where I am now, just by networking.
So, thank you, Harry. So just going touching back on your A-levels, and obviously you were successful enough to get into university. So what qualities do you think you need to be successful at A-levels?
Obviously you need to put the work in, and it doesn't just, you don't just get A-levels. They're not just like doing your GCSEs, you've got to put your nut down and work towards them.
So Harry, for anyone that's actually starting A-levels, what would you say about the gap between the GCSEs and the A-levels in terms of how difficult they can be?
It's quite hard, obviously we're going back 12 years, but it's definitely self-study and self-motivation in comparison to the GCSE.
Yeah.
So it's not, let's not say nothing's handed to you, but you have to go away and do your self-study, and it's not, let's say, handheld like it is in welling. You sort of get a little step in, you get a little insight to what it's like in the real world. And then obviously that, you know, I've got friends that went to university and they say it's the same, my friends in my bubble all did the same sort of similar path to us as what I did. We've got the uni placements, but then went into work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You'll find that many students say the same thing, and they'll say that the gap between the GCSE and A level was really high, but the gap between the A level and degree wasn't so much. So the A level was a real test of your abilities. They do require the independent skills that you mentioned. So what would you say your current job title is then?
So my current recent job title is DevOps engineer.
Okay.
So that's a mixture between, in the IT world, development and operations. So software development and infrastructure, and how you the hot topic word is automation. So how do you automate the jobs that you're doing now? And that's the goal of my company that I work for at the moment.
Okay. So what will be your specific responsibilities in your role?
So I work for a company called Rural Bank International. They're a farming and agricultural bank. I work in the IT department. So my job at the moment is supporting the network infrastructure at the bank.
Uh-huh.
And that varies from monitoring all the voice recording systems that the compliance team are heavily reliant on us for, so everyday monitoring, cable management, moves and changes, voice quality, so all those sort of IT sort of bubble terms and phrases. But yeah, that's my sort of world.
Okay, and then so what kind of skills do you require for your role?
When I went into the role, obviously I had to go through the vetting process. I had to validate all my certificates, all my GCSEs. I went back to my GCSEs. I had to go back to actually Blackfin before I joined the role, because I wanted to see my actual certificates, which I never collected. And it was, I think, 2 weeks away from shredding. So I was quite lucky at the time to get those.
So you would advise no one to throw away certificates?
Don't throw away certificates. Keep them, because you never know when you're going to need them, because they do check everything. Maybe not small SMEs, but large enterprises, they do check, especially these days, and even Twitter accounts, Facebooks, clean all that up if you're looking to go into that industry.
In terms of, so on a daily basis, what kind of skills do you kind of use on a daily basis?
So as a general skill, you have to have an understanding of different types of code and software. So you need to be au fait with computers and different systems, because there are hundreds. So if you're interested in IT, it's a good world to go into.
Did you apply, or do you apply the, I'm guessing you did IT at A level.
Yeah.
So do you find what you learned then, is it, you're it applying you, now
it,
on your
it,
job?
It gives you a background. I think we touched on different things in, I'm trying to think of the actual, we had to run a program and from scratch in A levels, and it's all relevant in today what I do. So say it's definitely relevant.
So you obviously followed a specific career path that you described earlier to get into your role. How does anyone do that? Is there a traditional way of getting into your role?
They do grad schemes.
Okay.
Yeah, they do a lot of grad schemes, which I didn't do. I was fortunate. My path was slightly different. So as I touched on before, I worked, my first job was for a small telecommunication company. So I was already in that sort of tech world, which my interest, I actually started in the finance team. So I was doing all their procurement, all their purchasing, all their, so I knew about the industry, knew about the product. And then they put me as a, let's say, what's the word? A consultant, I guess, into the company I am now.
Okay.
So I was like the focal point of contact for the services that they provided, so all the IT services.
Okay.
And then from there, I got the foot in the door, and then they offered me a full-time placement. So, you know, it's slightly, it's probably not a good example for this, but my point is that, you know, there's always opportunities out there, but you've just got to take them and keep your ears to the ground and work hard. And but actually, there are other opportunities like grad schemes, and a few of the guys that sat on our desks have come in, and they've come in that way. So
So if they do come in on a grad scheme, to go to university and get on a grad scheme, would they then come at the same level as you, or would they come in at a different level?
They would come in as, there's all tiers, so they wouldn't, but they wouldn't be far away.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously you had a particular experiences before you got into your role, but what kind of work experience would you recommend for somebody who's going to take your role or similar role to you?
Try and just look at small companies. Small example of a telecommunication company, look for someone, because these small companies are looking for obviously cheap labour. I can only use what I've known from past experiences. Just show willing and see if there's any job experience you can look for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in terms of, obviously, you've went for the GCSE, the A levels, and then you went through the employment sector. So in terms of your path, looking back, what advice would you give to somebody who is starting off their sixth form education?
That's a tough one. Focus mainly on the one you enjoy the most. But don't stress out too much. But as long as you work, I guess that's, don't stress out too much, because, you know, if you work hard, you get the results you deserve, and pick something that you are interested in, because when, once you work and you're in the world of work, it's completely different to being at school. So you want to enjoy the thing you do, because it's your everyday life and it needs to be enjoyable. And it needs to be something that, you know, you get out of bed and, you know, it's obviously going to pay well.
Yeah.
It's subject to, you know, what you want in life. But if you, you know, like majority of us, we need enough money to, you know, get through life. So pick something that you enjoy, but also as prospects to, you know, get some money behind you.
No, definitely. No, good advice. So in terms of your own future prospects in your role, is what will be the sort of next step up for you?
Which I'm actually focusing on at the moment. So going into more of a programming role. So my job title now is development operations engineer. So I'm currently studying different exams. There's in the Microsoft world, it's,
yeah,
there's hundreds of courses. So I'm just focusing on one at the moment, which is software development.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Harry. Nice. And make sure you keep in touch.
Yeah, cheers.